Fourth parak of Beitza Mishnah Aleph. We're continuing halachas of things that look like uvs and dechol, and therefore they're asur. Yontav mevi kadu yain mimokim lemokim. One's allowed to take jugs of wine from one place to the next. V'lo yuvim b'sal b'kupa. We should not take them in a basket, a large basket, because that looks like he's going to the marketplace or whatever. Avol mevi al teifa l'fanav. He's allowed to carry these kadim on his back or in front of him. The person is taking a basket full of straw. He should not drape it over his back. That's the way people would carry these things in the weekday fashion. He should carry in his hands, which is shino. Once again, it should not look like he's doing his regular weekly behavior. So one's allowed to start, take straw from a haystack, even if he did not prepare that specifically for that purpose, but since it's also since the haystack is set aside for use, it's not considered muksa. But etzim shem muksa over here was talking about a certain storage area for wood, which the way it was set up was they'd store it for a period of time, they would not use it, and eventually decide to use it. So these ones that were set aside for storage and not for use should not start using this on Yontif. Now the question is, why not? And so the Gemara says like this, that our Mishnah really goes like Reb Shimon, that does not hold of Muksa. That just by the mere fact that I set it aside is not enough to make a Muksa. And that's why by the haystack, it's not Muksa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds there's a problem Muksa. We would not even be able to start the haystack because you did not prepare the haystack for use beforehand. So if that's the case, so why are you not allowed to take from this pile of wood? So the Gemara says it's talking about these are special high quality wood which was not set aside for burning at all. It was set aside for building purposes, and that is muksa machmas chisoron kis, something that's very valuable and you don't use it because you're setting aside for its primary use. It's muksa even according to Rabbi Shimon. That's the bottom line. So once again, we paskin that something that is usable just because they put it aside in storage is not a reason to make it muksa. Or I put it aside because I want to sell it is not enough to make it muksa. It's only something that I put it aside and I don't want to use it for my personal use because I will take a major loss by using it for uses other than its primary use. That already is muksa mafsar kis, which is muksa even according to us lalachim.